This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Irish-born comedian and writer Maeve Higgins, and she's with us today to talk about her homeland in the south of Ireland. I was in Dingle in the southwest of Ireland one night, and it was a morning. And it was like, I have this picture of all the elves of Santa Claus whistling while they work and just all of the esprit de corps of, oh, we're making presents for everybody, we're going to make the whole world happy. And in Dingle, there's 20 pubs in this little tiny town. And in the morning, they're just rolling around empty kegs and rolling in new kegs. And there's all these guys with rosy cheeks and they're kind of whistling while they work. And they're just hard at work preparing for another night of conviviality in the pubs, pretty much lubricated by a lot of beer.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, yeah. So Dingle, I mean, their dolphin went missing. I don't know if you were following that. So their dolphin went missing. Fungi. But then when I was in Cork in 2021, there was a walrus appeared and absolutely enormous, not native to Ireland at all. Something to do with the tide and global warming. Anyway, this huge guy appeared.
A
and
walrus.
We were following him around. Yeah.
Did it stay? Did it come back? Did it get friendly with the town?
It stayed. It wasn't, you know, walruses don't have the same kind of cuteness and cachet as a dolphin.
Fungi is like, people just gotta love a dolphin. And Dingle, it was a cute town, but it really made the big time with tourists when this lovely dolphin, Fungi, moved in and frolicked with all the kids. It's just, and Fungi was there for like 15 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And now I guess Fungi's gone.
He's gone. And I think, you know, Dingle will recover. I mean, there's lots of other fun things to do there. But but I was really struck by how, I suppose, all of these small seaside towns in Ireland, they all are, I suppose, reliant on tourists as well. And at the same time, you want them to keep their character. So it's a funny line to thread, isn't it?
There is a little dance there. I mean, when we think of the cute little towns of Ireland, they're all just a rainbow of pastel colors painted on the stucco on their little cottages. And you got to realize, if you look at a photograph 100 years ago, there were no pastel colors. That's all modern. That's just cute for the tourists. And we like to think it's true. Isn't that adorable how cute it is? But it's all for the tourists.
It's so true. As soon as you said the pastel colors, I thought about the Alahees, which is a very small town in West Cork, way out on the Barra Peninsula. And it was a huge mining town. And in fact, most of them, en masse, they moved to Butte, Montana when the copper ran out in the Alahees. Huh. So it's this kind of, you know, these empty copper mines, and then it's these beautiful pink and green and blue houses and a big white sandy beach, and people just come and take pictures for Instagram, and everyone has a wonderful time.
To a halt. They love it.
Yeah.